News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, hey, listen, I got to pause and tell you about ZLA Solutions. So these are friends of mine. Talked to them yesterday. Just got a text message from one of them a little while ago. The reality is ZLA Solutions is one of the best around right now at putting people back to work. So if you are looking for a job, literally, if you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got great jobs posted all over North Alabama. They've got big name employee groups that they help staff. You can find those jobs posted at ZLAUSA.com. They told me they had some not long ago at $20 an hour. Man, that's huge. But at the same time, if you're an employer needing to fill out the ranks of your workforce, then yes, they can help you with that. They can do all the recruiting, all the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can do all that stuff for you. They can get you a workforce in place. That is their bread and butter. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions, they are good at what they do. Give them a call. Check them out on the website, ZLAUSA.com. Tell them you heard about it too on Right Side Radio. All right, so let's wrap up that segment we just did. I ran a little long with Congressman Brooks. He's calling in from D.C. I did not want to cut him off. And he definitely has his thoughts on things, and he's definitely got some heartburn with some of the ads being run. And it's kind of interesting when you hear him say, and not just against me, but against Mike Durant too. That's interesting. But all that to say, Congressman Brooks, Mike Durant, Katie Britt. One of those three is going to be your next U.S. senator. Like I said earlier, unless all three get on a bus together and it goes off a cliff at the same time, then one of those three is going to be your next U.S. senator. What do you like? What do you not like? What would you accept? What can you live with? What can you not live with? And if you believe just the attack ads, then I'm going to tell you right now, you're probably not helping yourself. The attack ads are very often grounded in a kernel of something that they make into their version of truth. Not legit. One of my favorite moments in my own campaign, and I think I've talked about it on the show before, one of my favorite moments was when I got a phone call one night at my house, and the phone rang and I picked it up, and it's back when I still had a landline at the house, and I picked up the phone and I heard, and it sounded like it was a poll, and we kind of had a running thing going, if a poll calls, answer it, because it could be about our race. Okay, so I get a call and somebody says, yes, I'd like to ask you about the current state Senate race for District 10. I said, oh yes, absolutely, I'll be glad to answer these questions. Well, in a race between, and the guy I was running against was Larry Means, and of course me, Phil Williams. In the race against Phil Williams and Larry Means, who would you vote for? I said, oh, Phil Williams. And they immediately said, well, don't you know that Phil Williams sends his kids to a private school so they can avoid having to hang out with commoners? And I went, excuse me? I said, hey, I tell you what, put your supervisor on. To my surprise, they did. And next thing I know, I'm talking to some guy named Bob, I think. I said, Bob, where are you located? Michigan. I said, Bob, I'm Phil Williams. Silence. He didn't know what to do at that point. Anyway, we had quite the conversation, Bob and I. All right, folks, listen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Phone lines are open, 866-494-9866. Call me. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, yes, Right Side Radio, yes, solid yes, conservative, and yes, just plain right. Deal with it. That's us. Hey, Copper, do you know who what band that was playing that last bump?
No, I do not.
What was the look? You just gave like super weird look. Was there something going on that I'm not aware of?
No, that was me probably panically looking at the title of the song, trying to see if I could cheat.
You were trying to cheat?
Yes.
Okay. No, that was Boston called Don't Look Back. Yes, probably from my era. Not probably, it was from my era.
Yep.
Just there you go. All right. Hey, listen, folks, I got to tell you, I was over at Just Love Coffee Cafe this morning. Went and met somebody there for a sort of a business gathering. Had me a giant cappuccino. They make these things in a cup that I could wash my dog in. I mean, it was literally that big, but it was awesome. And so I'm just gonna tell you again, Just Love Coffee Cafe. I love that place. I've been to both locations here in the area, and I'm hearing, by the way, rumor, you heard it here first, there may be a third location coming. But nonetheless, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, and another at South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, which is the one where I was at today. And yes, is the coffee great? Absolutely. They got award-winning dry roasts. You can get them to freshly grind the beans and make you a steaming cup of hot coffee, light roast, medium roast, dark roast. They also got the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes. Yes, all of that. And then they got food. Just know they got food, y'all. I'm talking wraps, sandwiches, breakfast. You can have breakfast for dinner. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I do wish you would check them out. They tell me, by the way, I was there today, and they said, man, we got a bunch of folks that come. I was wearing my Right Side Radio shirt, and they said, man, we got a bunch of folks that come in here saying they heard about it on the radio show. Thank you, my Right Side ruffians, for supporting Just Love Coffee Cafe because they support us. All right. Hey, listen, I was going to do it. I got how far do we get the triple dipper, Copper? One.
Yeah.
Just one. Let me jump over to number two because it's one that I had in hand yesterday. If you want to call in, by the way, the phone lines are open. I'll take it. 866-494-9866. What do you think about the two candidates in studio today? What do you think about the third candidate who didn't come in or call in? So we had Mo Brooks on. We had Mike Durant with us in studio. We had Mo Brooks calling us from a balcony at the U.S. Capitol. That's really kind of cool if you get down to it. Amazing technology that we live within. But yeah. And then Katie Britt. Call in if you want to. My next part of the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it Dumbing Down America. Dumbing Down America. So here's the thing that caught my eye. Was a story. I picked it up 2 days ago. Today is the 11th. Yeah, it came out on May the 9th. And then, lo and behold, while I was driving to studio today, I heard an interview about this very story. And so I'll go down that road in a minute, but let me tell you what else happened. This is about education, dumbing down America. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, according to the New York Post, storyline dated yesterday afternoon. Texas Governor Greg Abbott pledges to pass a Parents' Bill of Rights. Do you remember earlier this year on the show, I did my show live from the Alabama State House in Montgomery, sitting in the office of State Senator Del Marsh, who gave me the use of his office. He was sponsoring a school choice bill called the Parents' Choice Act. Same thing. We couldn't even get that thing out of committee. The former pro tem of the Alabama State Senate could not even get the rest of the body to agree to bring that bill out of committee to give parents the right to say, the tax dollars that are funding education on behalf of my child should be allowed to go with that child wherever I think is best. Another public school, a private school, a homeschool option. Couldn't get it out of committee. Well, that's because Governor Ivey and the majority of the leadership down in Montgomery, they want nothing to do with school choice. They are beholden right now to the teachers union. They will not go down that road. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, on the other hand, much like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is saying, bring it, let's do more. New York Post reporting that Texas Governor Greg Abbott promised to pass a Parents' Bill of Rights, which, by the way, is almost exactly, I believe, like the one we had in Montgomery. It would also do things like banning LGBT content and defund certain public schools if he's reelected, he says. And he says his Parents' Bill of Rights would also give parents the choice to take their students and their state funding to other schools to include private schools. Here's his quote. Empowering parents means giving them the choice to take their children to any public school, charter school, or private school with state funding following the student. To be clear, that does not mean that public schools will not be fully funded. They still will. What it's saying, though, philosophically, is that parents have the better say. And I agree with that. Well, one of the things we're seeing in the dumbing down of America, one of the things that's ransacking school systems nationwide right now, is this ridiculous, continuous effort to do what they call diversity, equity, and inclusion. And now, first of all, we have desegregated schools. We have schools in some neighborhoods that are better than others, but by and large, you're going to wind up seeing equal opportunity. Equal opportunity and equity are two different things. Equal opportunity means you have a chance, just like the person down the road has a chance. You have the opportunity to do more with your life. But that's not what the liberals want. They want equity, which means equal results. Well, you can't have that. Everybody can't get a participation trophy, and everybody's not going to get a diploma. Or for that matter, everybody's not going to get a diploma that looks the same. We've got to have people in the trades, and we've got to have people with tech degrees, and we've got to have people that are just, you know, literally working to make America work. And then we're going to have people who are white collar with advanced degrees, and some who are doctors and lawyers and whatever else. It's part of what makes America, America. The fact that we have the opportunity for people does not mean we do equity in education. Rhode Island. Story on Fox News. Dated May the 9th. Rhode Island parents enraged at the school board for removing honors classes in equity obsession. That's the title of the article. So the story goes here, Barrington, Rhode Island. Apparently, within the state of Rhode Island, Barrington has the best school system in the state. And it says here, many parents move to the district and tolerate the higher taxes because of the academic rigor that sets their children up for attending Ivy League schools and receiving academic merit scholarships. However, it says, all of that academic appeal is being chipped away after the district brought in a so-called equity and inclusion agenda. Oh, yeah. So, here's a new term for you. Have you ever heard of de-leveling? I thought I'd heard all these terms. De-leveling. What the heck is de-leveling? To me, de-leveling is like, okay, somebody's higher than, you know, no, they're all the same, so we're going to make sure that some people can go higher and others can't. No. Apparently, somehow or another, de-leveling means universal equity. And so it says that in this Barrington school system, they hired a diversity, equity, and inclusion director. And then soon thereafter, things began to happen. Like, oh, I don't know, first implemented on the vulnerable students, things like kids with learning disabilities and IEPs, individualized education programs. They began to see the removal of certain programming. Why would they do that? Equity. It's all about equity. And then this one mom spoke up and says, it took away any individuality, no personalized education plan for kids. It's just you're going to be some homogenized education factory where they raise everybody the same. Well, it really got bad, though, when apparently the school system decided no more honors English and social studies. Those were gone. Why? Why would they do that? Well, they did that because it made it look as though some kids were better educationally and could handle AP classes while others couldn't. That's right. Guess what? I was not good at math. I was great at English. All right. Social studies, history, the liberal arts kind of stuff. I was all in, man. Math, algebra. Good Lord, get me a tutor. But you know what? I had to work harder on one side to get to where I had to go. And I still graduated with a decent average in high school. Still got a degree and an advanced degree. And oh, by the way, I don't want to be that guy who looks around and goes, I need someone mediocre to help me, please. Could I find is there a doctor here who was allowed into medical school who didn't deserve it? I'd like to have them do my operation. No, we don't do that in our society. Well, they do in Rhode Island. Well, the parents are beside themselves. One of the parents on Fox News today when I was driving in said, our math team has won 23 of the last 25 competitions. And you're doing away with AP classes. We moved our kids here for this. Why would you do that? Well, I pulled an op-ed. This came off of a website called centersquare.com. It's dated a couple years ago, 3 years ago, actually, 2018. It was actually called The Dumbing Down of America, written by a guy named William Haupt. He starts off by saying that the phrase dumbing down used to be secret code that film writers back in the 30s apparently used when they were revising scripts to be able to appeal to viewers of lower intelligence. In other words, the movie was too intellectual, it would never get mass appeal, so they would do what they call dumbing down the script. He says, but the last few decades, the phrase has begun to reflect a painful reality. Today's Americans are in serious intellectual trouble, and they're in danger of losing all cultural and political capital because of illogical rationalism, diminished civic education, false idealism, and lowered expectations. Wow, what a great quote, but that's what I see. But listen, it comes from a socialist perspective. He quotes Vladimir Lenin here. Yes, Vladimir Lenin. He said, Vladimir Lenin told us, quote, give me 4 years to teach the children and the seed that I have sown will never be uprooted. Meaning, if you teach kids that they don't have to earn anything, it'll be given to you. It's called equity. We'll make sure that little Johnny and little Susie get the exact same grade because we don't want one to feel like they're over the other or under the other. Well, that kind of thing destroys education. It destroys achievement. It destroys motivation. Truly, it can destroy society. He goes on to say, and I'll just quote this one piece of it, this experiment of engaging in social engineering with our youth has been a socialist avocation to homogenize entire societies for centuries, but it reared its ugly face for good under President Obama. And now, like a malignant cancer, it will not go away. And to advance the progressive docket, government must regulate all education. And this enables them to ration information for training docile, obedient and dependent new citizens. That's the lifeblood, he says, for their base. And I agree. Well, listen, we're taking a break right now. I have no choice. Going to come back and talk about a few pieces of Alabama in the dumbing down of America. Things that have happened right here in our state house and being applied now to our education system. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right in that go-home mode right now. Time 4:54. It's a Wednesday afternoon, hump day. You are halfway through the week right now. I got a caller who held on during the break, so let me honor that and take that call real quick. Line 3, David from Huntsville. Hey, David, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Can I give you two quick sound bites to help you with your discourse?
Yeah.
Okay, first one is the word handicap. In a horse race, the horses are better. Some are good, some are bad. They know that. But they're trying to make all the horses have an equal chance of winning. So they put different weights on them. Sound familiar?
Okay, what are you saying? How does that relate to what we're doing now?
That's what they're trying to do to our students. Enforce an equal outcome when it shouldn't happen.
Ah, I got you. I thought you were talking about my horse race analogy on the Senate race a while ago. I see you're on education right now. I got you.
Oh no, sir. Yeah. So let's don't use their new words. Let's use the word handicap. Let's control the discourse by controlling the vocabulary.
That's
the second
good.
Point is, and this one full discourse. I actually won a free supper for myself and my wife from Dale Jackson many years ago with this one. We can give out A's at the local level. We can do it at the state level. We can do it at the federal level, but those internationals, they don't play that game, and they're smart, they're hungry, and you probably know this more than me. Some of them are kind of dangerous, and that's all I got to say, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you hanging on there in the break. Good call. Hey, listen, before I run out of time, let me just tell you real quickly before I'm going to jump back on to some other education stuff, if I have a time here, and it's 4:55, so it's going to be close. But I got to get this in real quick. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. So, listen, they've been a sponsor with us now for several months, and they said that 80% of the business that they get comes from folks from Right Side Radio, so thank you all for that. But Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they've got the ability to service all of your HVAC needs, gas or electric, and they can do it 6 days a week. They're open 6 days a week. That's big doings right there. So if your air goes out on a Friday night in the middle of the summer, you can call them and hopefully get them out there right there on a Saturday. They'll come out. They won't upsell you. They'll give you a free estimate. They can do maintenance, repair, installation, servicing, whatever the case may be. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, your one-stop shop is what I like to say. It's a locally owned, veteran-owned business. Here's how you find them. You ready? Here's the phone number, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. And y'all, keep telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, because that means a lot. All right. Well, I'm wrapping up the Triple Dipper piece that I was on. I call this the dumbing down of America. There's a lot of reason to believe it's happening, but there's things happening right here in the state of Alabama you look at and go, really? So, yeah, article here on WBRC that came out in March talked about the fact that the teachers union here in Alabama was hoping for a 2-year delay of the Alabama Literacy Act. Now, you may recall, and it's tough. I know it's tough, but you know what? You have to meet standards at some point in life. And so one of the things that was being dealt with was the fact that so many kids are reading below grade level. And the studies show that if by third grade they're still reading below grade level, they will progressively remain behind. And it's a constant state of catch up. So the Alabama Literacy Act was passed in 2019 to say if you are not reading at grade level by third grade, that you will be held back a grade. Oh, they got all the angst. Oh, and all the equity people. Oh, we can't. Oh, it's so. Oh, anyway. But here's the thing. It passed. The governor signed it. And the legislature has now delayed it. And now they're claiming that it's because of COVID. Well, I'm also claiming it's because the teachers union didn't want to be held to standards either. And that's what that article implied. It was the teachers union calling for it. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, April 14th. Separate story. This one on AL.com. She did indeed sign that. It was passed by both the House and the Senate. It says in this particular article that right now, without a delay, 23% of Alabama's third graders would be at risk. 23%. I got to tell you, part of that is not to be blamed on COVID. Part of that's to be blamed on the education system. That's the truth. And right now, we are still ranked last in the nation for education. Got to start doing some things different. All right, folks, big day. Lots are going on here on Right Side Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Copper and I both. Listen, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levine. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.